I've got a very special guest with me today. He's a songwriter, and he just had his songwriters conference in Dallas, Texas. This is a great man, and I'm glad he's on the show today. Help me welcome Myron Butler. Now, Myron, what do you think are the three important ingredients, for lack of a better word, that a worship leader should have?
For me, three main ingredients that I believe a worship leader has to have is a heart for God, a heart for God's people, and a heart to cover the earth with God's presence. For me, I can't lead people into worship, number one, if I don't have a love and a connection to God. Because a lot of times people think that just because I'm gifted with a good voice or I'm gifted with musical ability, then that qualifies me to lead people in worship. But it starts with a connection and a time of meditation with God so that you can hear what God is having you to say to his church and to lead his people. Secondly, a heart for God's people is, you know, I can't lead people in worship and not like people. That just doesn't work. And so, you know, I've seen people that are immensely gifted, but they don't like the crowd, or they don't like to be touched by people, or they don't like to interact with people. They just want to come and get the mic and sing their song. And although it's melodious and it's wonderful, you have to have a heart for people. And for me, it's about covering the earth with the Lord's presence. You know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But for me, it's about opening my mouth. It's about exposing my life, opening my life, and letting my life declare the glory of God. Wherever I am, whether I'm in the hills of China or whether I'm on the streets of Mississippi, I want the earth to be covered with the Lord's praises. And I think those are three of just some of the main ingredients. Of course, there are more, but in my mind and in my heart, those are three of the main ingredients of a worship leader.